You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is John chapter 15 and verse 4. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. There are believers that their kind of Christianity is occasional or environmental, such that when you are in an atmosphere, in an experience, in a meeting, suddenly there is a surge of wanting to know Jesus, of wanting to be committed to him, and then after that, it's all gone. Or maybe it's environmental. Maybe you are in a country and you are committed to Jesus, and then you relocate to another country and then Jesus is no longer your friend. You see, we have to abide. Abide means that Christ is not our temporary abode. It's our permanent abode. Your relationship with Jesus is an abiding one. Should be an abiding one. You must remain with him. It's not that you will hear a message today, you start reading your Bible, you start praying. After 2 weeks, then all of that is over again. There is really no serious commitment to Christ, nor knowing Jesus. You will achieve nothing with your life that way. You can't amount to anything in Christ Jesus if that is your Christian life. The Christian life is an abiding life. You must remain there. You must continue to tarry. You must continue to wait. You must continue to live the life of Christ. You know, sometimes you hear a message and it hits you so well and you put it into practice. You even marvel. You say, wow, God is good. I obeyed the Lord and I experienced him. But then what happened? After a few months, you completely forgot about that. You continue to live the way you have always lived, doing all the things you have always done. That is not the way to be in Christ. Anybody that will be in Christ must tarry there. You must abide there. That's where you live. When we are looking for you, we only need to look at Jesus and we will find you. Not that you have an occasional life. No. Our life is not occasional in Christ. Our life is permanent in Jesus. So Jesus said, abide in me. Abide in me. He didn't just say, hear me for a while. He said, abide in me. Remain in me. You have reached your bus stop. There is nothing else outside of me. You are not going to find anything outside of Jesus. Your flesh will never give you anything good. So why is it that you want to come out of Christ in order to indulge your flesh? It is an abiding life. The commitment is permanent, is total, and it is eternal. We abide in him. We stay there. Some of you are coming out of Christ occasionally to go and sin and return back. You will go and sin and return back. You will even say, God, forgive me for what I'm about to do. Then you are not abiding in Christ. He said, abide in me and I in you. Does he leave you and keep coming and going? Is that how he is abiding in us? No. He stays permanently in us. And so that we will understand what Jesus is saying. He said, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. A branch can bear fruit and cut away from the vine. For a moment, the fruit will still be there. But eventually, it will die. So in other words, the branch must permanently. Do you know that a branch cannot decide to cut away for 1 minute and just detach completely for only 1 minute? And says, I just want to break away for 1 minute. But do you know some of you are even breaking away for 6 months. Some of you have broken away for 6 years. The Lord is calling you back today. He's calling you to repentance. Jesus is not somebody that you will go and come back. You will go and come back. You must stay with him. He said, because you are neither cold nor hot, I will spill you out of my mouth. So you must abide in him. And then he now said, without me, you can do nothing. You see, he's simply saying, without abiding, you can do nothing. That's what he's saying. Without abiding, you can amount to nothing. So Satan is cheating you. You're going out and coming in. He will tell you, say, will God not forgive you? Will God not forgive you? You know, I saw a man. This man, he divorced his wife, married another woman. And then he goes about preaching. There is no sin you commit that God cannot forgive you. It is true, but the same God says to repent. The Bible says, shall we also continue in sin that grace may abound? You can't deliberately and willfully be living in sin and be preaching and say, there is no sin you commit, God will not forgive you. That's why Jesus will say to some people on that day, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. People just love to deceive themselves. Jesus, we tarry with Jesus. We don't go and come. You stay there. But you know, it's a blessing to stay in Christ because that is the path of fruitfulness. Any progress, any genuine work that will stand in eternity is done by abiding in Christ. That's the only way. That's the only thing that will be acceptable. That's the only thing that will make your life truly fruitful. We can't afford to break 1 second from Jesus. We must continuously abide in him by allowing his word to continually abide in us. Sometimes I'm talking to people, they say they are Christians, and they are telling me stories. And when I listen, I'm wondering, in all of their story, I can't even see anywhere they apply the word of God. There was no part in the story that say, and sir, because the word of God says I should forgive, so I was always forgiving. Nothing. They just tell stories. They live their life naturally. The word of God is not central. It's nothing to them. And they say they are believers. And I'm wondering, so where is the word of God in your story? At what point were you living by God's word? People are not abiding in Christ. And they will be able to do nothing. But when we abide in him, in his grace, in his power, in his light, in his revelation, our lives becomes fruitful. That is the key to fruitfulness. Tarrying with the Lord. Not occasionally, not for a while. Even if you tarry for 20 years and you depart for 20 minutes, you will lose what you have tarried for 20 years. I pray that you will remain in Christ. You will abide in him till the end of your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.